Okay. This is Bitsy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Never Does Reform Radio. Okay, we are in the second hour. Yeah, that was Bad Decisions by The Strokes. Before that was Brian is the Most Beautiful by Memo Boy. Before that was When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. And before that was Sowing Season, parentheses, yeah, by Brand New. Before that was Annie by Dijon. Yay. I guess I'll tell my silly story now. So, basically, last night I planned and ran a haunted house, which was silly in and of itself, but I unlocked a new most awkward interaction ever. Basically, okay, so I was guiding people through, and I was, like, trying to get them into it, and, like, some people, it's, like, some people are giving good energy, and we're, like, making, just, like, having fun with it, and, like, getting really into it, but, I mean, I don't know, I can't blame them, but at the same time, some people were, like, giving no energy, which, like, I don't blame, but there's this one group that was, like, literally not giving any energy, and maybe we just weren't scary enough for them, which could be the thing, but literally, every scare, silent, they were just silent, and I just don't know how to explain it. It was just, like, the most awkward thing ever, and it was actually, they were so quiet that someone in the haunted house, like, couldn't hear us coming, so they didn't know to jump out. Oh, it was just so funny. It was just so funny. Yeah. But, all in all, it was amazing experience. Highly recommend. Okay. So, second half of the show, we're gonna start with Slow Burn by Casey Musgraves, which I forgot about the song, that song. And then after that is Warshed Tippy and Zelda by Whatever Dad, and it's a really cute song and I really really like it. I really like that group. And then Begging for Rain, Maggie Rogers, which I've been obsessed with. So yeah, here is Slow Burn.
Burn it down and it takes all night. slow burn. Slow burn. I'm all right with a slow more you wait, the more you break, the longer that it takes to undo all the knots that you've been tying on cherry stems and black barbed wire too. You work all day to find religion and end up standing in your kitchen wondering about the way it's always been. I'm a firefighter and I can't stop it. They fan the flames higher than rockets and leave you standing on an open plane begging for rain.
Begging for Rain, Maggie Rogers. It's so good. Before that was Worshipy and Zelda by Whatever Dad. And before that was Slow Burn by Casey Musgraves. I thought of another funny story while I was in here. This is what happens when I do a show alone. Okay. This is my Halloween story. I feel like I've told it so many times, but I also just like can't get over it. It just makes me like laugh so hard every time. It was a random person. I don't know. People were just trying to guess my... I was dressed as Coraline, basically. And I, like, have always wanted to dress as Coraline, and I've never done it for some reason. And so I went, like, all out. I dyed my hair blue. I almost swore in air. I did it. I had, like, a star shirt, yellow. The bag, the clip. I wore yellow rain boots, like, everything. And, but then I went to places where people were not as dressed up. Anyway, but this person, they were like trying to guess my cost. I don't know. And then they told me that I overcommitted to my costume. And I just like can't. It's just like the funniest comment to me because it's like literally Halloween. Like, what? Like, and they said it like it was a bad thing. Like, they were like, it's an insult. And I was like, but I'm taking, like, that's a compliment to me. I don't know. I just thought it was so funny. Ever get told you overcommitted? I don't know. It's so funny. But yeah. Also, I wore my costume again yesterday, and the funniest thing to me, I did Coraline, but like not as much. But it was so funny to me because some people like couldn't tell what I was, but then they would like compliment parts of my costume. So somebody was like, "Oh, I love the yellow raincoat," and it was like 70 and like not raining, and I was like, it was like a full length raincoat, and I'm like, "Thanks." Yeah, I liked that. But okay, next is Sweet to Dream, Jordana and TV Girl. And okay, after that is Hold On, John Lennon. And there is a really funny noise in this. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you have to listen very attentively. You know what? Maybe I'll switch it. I'll do Hold On right now so then you can be listening. Hold On is next. And I just, the first time I heard this, I was like, uh-huh. Yes. Then Sweet to Dream. And then Kiss Me, Sixpence, None the Richer, which I've just been so, it's so, I love it for the fall. Anyway, okay, Hold On, John Lennon. Blue Light by Mazzy Star. Before that was Forever by the Little Dippers. Before that was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. Before that was Sweet to Dream, Jordana and TV Girl. Before that was Hold On by John Lennon. I hope you all heard the Cookie Monster noise. It freaks me out every time. And I was like researching it and I was like, why? And like, something about like his, it was like his childhood, but I don't know. I feel like, yeah, anyway. Okay. We're nearing the end. We have like 22 and a half minutes left. Exactly. So next is Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. He like wrote the song, but it's like in the Elvis movie, which I've only watched half of, because I am very like, it was very sensory overload, a lot of that thing. I also watched it, I'll tell a funny story about where I watched it. It's not that funny. Well, I think it is. Before school started, my mom wanted to take a family vacation, and she found this place, and it was like a historical like reproduction home. You know, when you like go on a tour of the house and it's like set up like how it would be in like the 18 whatever, and you're like, okay. It was that, but like we were living there, and there was like Wi-Fi, there was heat, but like there were like looms in the bedrooms, and we like couldn't move. I don't know. There were the couches were like those, like they're like not comfy. It was just so funny, and it was a silly time. But then we watched the Elvis movie there. So I don't know if that has to do with anything, but yeah, here it is.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious.
lying about my age, pretending I'm older, worse or people stay away. Lately I've been coming on too strong to men I've never seen before and won't see me for long. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days. All these words of mine I've said before, I'm running out of things to say, silence I can't endure. Every time I think I'm done, but yet another crop of memories it springs up in my head. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days.
After dark,
kiss you in the park. We'll meet up after dark. It's a bite of the apple, the touch of your lips. I'm stuck in the bathroom and sick over it.
This is Bitsy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Scorpio Rising by Soccer Mommy. Before that was Crop Circles by Odie Lay, and before that was We Fell in Love in October by Girl in Red. And it's ironic that I played that because it's the first day of November, but, you know, it still counts. So that was the end of my show. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope everyone has a great week, and I will send you off with Management by Claro. Enjoy.
She gave me a ring, one for the writing, one for the magazines. She's only 22. A flash to the upbringing of the child, the canine. What will become now? Once I decide. To lose my head, just.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well. This is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. I've got a great 2-hour show lined up for you today, which will include lots of new music that was recently released.